You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Dr. Chuck Bamford, the managing partner of Bamford Associates, a firm focused on developing practical strategic plans and working with companies to implement those plans throughout the organization. He is also the author of The Strategy Mindset. Dr. Bamford, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, great to be here, Eric. And Chuck, please.
Oh, well, thank you for that. So, Chuck, looking at the title of your book, can you tell us what strategy is a mindset?
Right. I think one of the biggest issues is that once organizations can do a good job with strategy, they don't do a good job in getting it down through the whole organization. And what we find is those organizations where you can really get everybody in the organization going in relatively the same direction, focused on just a couple of things that are truly strategic, what we see is just absolutely remarkable results.
And can you talk about the science of strategy? How can it be taught?
Yeah. So one of the things that I always believe is that strategy is probably 50% art and 50% science, but in reality it's probably more like 35% science and 65% art. But there is a science, and I think this is something that people miss. People don't get what strategy is or how to go about it. They think that by putting out pithy little so-called BHAGs that they've accomplished something in strategy. So, look, there is a science. It starts, and I'll try to do this relatively quickly. You can cut me off as you feel. But it starts external to the organization. Strategy is all about what the customer believes. Strategy is all about who the customer is comparing you to. Who are those competitors? And once we really understand that customer, and there's quite a bit to that, and those competitors and analyzing them, then we go inside the organization. And you can split any company up into what I call orthodox and potentially unorthodox, or table stakes versus the things that really separate us. So most of what is done most days at most companies is orthodox. It is just the expectations that customers have. They're not going to pay you extra for it. They're not going to do anything extra for it. All of those things we ought to do. We ought to do them well, but we don't have to do them any better than the median in the industry. And what we want to focus on is those two or three things that truly separate us in the minds of customers. And in order to figure out what those things are, what we do is we want everything that somebody or an organization thinks separates them, and we want to run it through a process. So we really want to run it through what most of us call a resource-based analysis. Some of the consulting companies have categorized this as VRIN or VRIST, and it's got some other terminology that's used. But it is singly the most well-researched, most well-developed method for kind of figuring out what really separates you in the minds of your customers. Sorry I go so long on that, Eric. I get going on this.
I can totally understand that. Certainly appreciate the information there in that regard. Now, you make it pretty clear in the book that you're not a fan of SWOT, S-W-O-T, which is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What's so bad about the approach to formulating strategy?
Well, SWOT was never intended as an analysis technique. It was always intended, and it was originally developed as sort of a concept. So do we want to know the strengths of our company? Of course we do. But just putting a bunch of people in the room with their little yellow post-it notes and trying to put up what they think a strength is doesn't make it a strength. By the same thing with weaknesses, same things opportunities, same thing with threats. Look, SWOT was discredited as a true strategy approach decades ago. But you still see everybody using it because it's sort of easy, it feels good. It's got to be right, so they just convinced that it's got to be right. If you look at SWOT, one of the things that you see is that everything's a strength is also a weakness, and everything that's an opportunity is also a threat. And just because we put it in the category doesn't mean that it's real. So what we know, and what most researchers know, and certainly most practitioners of this know, is that there's real tools to figure out what should be in strengths, and real tools to figure out what our weaknesses are, real tools for opportunities, real tools for threats. At the end of the day, Eric, if they want to then box those things into those categories, I'm all with them. I just want to have some kind of science, some kind of methodology in the approach to what we're going to put in those boxes.
Today we are joined by Dr. Chuck Bamford, the managing partner of Bamford Associates and the author of The Strategy Mindset here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Chuck, you claim that businesses are terrible at strategy. How so?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of those things where if you have to make a choice between really kind of figuring out a long-term strategy or what's going to really differentiate the company, or trying to make three more sales this week, they're going to default to trying to make three more sales, even if all they're going to try to do is bull their way through that process. What we end up with is an awful lot of folks who don't know what strategy is, and an awful lot of folks that even do know it find it very difficult to implement it, and it is difficult to implement it. So look, at the end of the day, strategy is relatively straightforward. For a startup company, even more important than for established companies that have some kind of customer base and some kind of legitimacy in the market. What we say is strategy fundamentally consists of two things. It is those orthodox things where you're far below median, where you've got to get it up to median just to be considered in the game, just to be considered for table stakes. And the second half of strategy is figuring out the one, two, three things that are going to really separate you from your competitors, and then getting the entire organization focused around that. And there's a bunch of things that help that process along the way, but we try to, you know, my argument is that that stuff is relatively straightforward. It just takes a little discipline.
Your book contains a chapter on why you need a reason to exist as an organization or a mission. Seems obvious, but why do few start out with a mission?
I think they're afraid of boxing themselves in. I think one of the things you see is people are afraid to you know, focus too much, or afraid that they'll lose some sales along the way. But nothing is more compelling than a really strong mission. Nothing is more compelling for employees. Nothing is more compelling for customers who want to come to do or purchase from you. And what we want to do is we want to make that very concise and very focused around the things that make us unique. And if you can do that, you will get your customers to bypass your competitors, drive past them, go past them on the internet, and they'll even pay you more for what you're doing. So to me, it's a unifying force, but it's a unifying force after you've figured out what your real competitive advantages are. It's not just a wish out in the wind. It's something that's really developed.
Well, I would say that those that have a strategy or a plan stand to win in most cases. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Bamford and Associates, and also where they can pick up your book, The Strategy Mindset?
Appreciate that, Eric. So The Strategy Mindset is available on ebook and in print. It's at certainly on Amazon. It's Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere. And now that my voice is finally recovering from vocal cord surgery, we will hopefully have an audio book out relatively soon. Anybody can reach me by at BamfordAssociates.com, B-A-M as in Mike, F-O-R-D, associates.com. I'd love to talk to folks, love to reach out, and love to have a chance to work with people.
Well, Dr. Bamford, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today.
Absolutely my pleasure, and thanks very much for the opportunity, Eric.
You're most welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Chuck Bamford, the managing partner of Bamford Associates and the author of The Strategy Mindset. And once again, the website of reference is BamfordAssociates.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.